Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
TV is one of the most important teachers in a child's life. The average child spends about 28 hours a week watching television. At different ages, kids watch and interpret what they see in different ways. First, let's talk about very young children. From birth to the age of a year and a half. At this age, children may be able to recognize favorite characters, but they are not yet able to understand program content. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children younger than two not watch TV at all. Moving on. Between a year and a half and 3 years, children become full-fledged TV viewers who can pay attention and even imitate what they see. During this period, most kids find a favorite program. They often enjoy educational shows, but other kinds as well, including comedies and game shows. Most importantly, the TV habits that kids develop during this period often continue through elementary school. From ages 3 to 5, children get better at identifying the good guys and the bad guys. However, they are not yet old enough to clearly see the difference between fantasy and reality. This is significant because kids this age are also especially attracted to violent cartoons, because the violence is accompanied by interesting movement and sounds. There has been research suggesting that kids behave more aggressively after watching violent shows. Also, one study showed that there was an average of 200 commercials for junk food in 4 hours of children's cartoons. Kids often snack as they watch TV, and 13% of American kids are overweight. Coincidence? When they're around 6 to 8, children start going to school full-time, so their TV watching time tends to drop. Yet, one study showed that watching TV for even 10 hours a week can negatively affect academic performance. Kids this age don't watch TV to learn. They're more interested in action shows, cartoons, and sitcoms. They can understand storylines and characters' personalities and motivations, but studies have shown that kids at this age don't do much critical thinking about the content. The effects of TV violence are especially noticeable at this stage. Boys, in particular, tend to admire physically strong, aggressive, and violent heroes. Girls are affected, too. Girls who watch a lot of violent programming seem to be more physically aggressive than girls who don't.
Number 1. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 2. How is the information in the lecture organized? Number 3. According to the speaker, which of the following is not true? Number 4. According to the lecture, what is one reason why children enjoy cartoons? Number 5. According to the lecture, when do children often develop the TV habits that they will keep throughout elementary school? Number 6. According to the lecture, which of the following is true? Number 7. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Also, one study showed that there was an average of 200 commercials for junk food in 4 hours of children's cartoons. Kids often snack as they watch TV, and 13% of American kids are overweight. Coincidence?
What does the speaker imply when she says this?
Coincidence?
Number 8. According to the lecture, children aged 6 to 8.